Welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast, episode 27. I'm your host, Melissa Shannon from digitalscrapbookinghq.com. And today I've invited Tracy Reed from tracyreeddesigns.com to come and join me to talk about December scrapbooking projects. Tracy Reed makes beautiful digital scrapbook designs and sells at thesweetshop.com. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited you're able to join us today. And so for those people who haven't met you before, do you want to just let us know a little bit about yourself and how you came to scrapbooking?
Well, I've been scrapbooking since I was 9 years old. And then when I was 19, I just had a baby and I had gotten married and I found digital scrapbooking through a magazine in one of our craft stores. And at the time it was 2004 and there wasn't a lot of retailers out there for digital scrapbooking supplies, and I didn't have a big budget, so I decided to start making things for myself since I had a little bit of Photoshop knowledge. And within a couple months, I was selling my own products to the industry, and I've been doing it ever since. And that was 8 years ago now. I live in California in the U.S., and I have three sons, Carson, Josiah, and Finn. And then I have a husband who's my fourth son. His name is Patrick. And when I'm not doing what I'm doing, you know, cooking and cleaning and knitting and doing all the other mom stuff is what I do.
So you're just a regular gal.
And with way too much on my plate.
So, you're tackling a December Daily project. I've had a little squiz at your blog, and I was excited to see what you're planning. So, why don't you let people know a little bit about what you're planning for your December scrapbooking this year?
Well, like I said, I'm a digital scrapbooker, but this year I'm doing a hybrid album, which is mostly paper, but a friend of mine, Lynette, who sells under the name Nedio Designs at my store, The Sweet Shop, she does these fabulous digital template albums for December Daily that she does. It's called her December Faves album, and mm-hmm. she gives you these prompts that you can fill out, like your favorite decorations and your favorite Christmas song. So I'm going to be interspersing some of those pages in with the regular activity pages of all of our stuff that we do in December. And I'll be printing them out after I make them digitally and just putting them in my paper album.
So have you tackled December Daily before?
I've tried to in the past. I tried to last year and the year before, but never had the follow through that I needed to actually do the pages. I would go through and I would take the pictures and write the stories down, but I would never do the actual scrapbooking. So I have files on my computer that technically I could go back and do December Daily from previous years, but I just never have the motivation to go back and do it once the season's over.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough. I think we all struggle with that at times.
Yes.
So how are you planning differently this year to make it work for you a little bit better?
Well, the first thing I did was I begged the Jennifer over at Simple Scrapper to put me on her team for the kit that she's selling, because I find that having accountability helps me to actually follow through with projects, whereas I'm just doing it for myself. It's easy to drop the ball to do things that I actually have accountability in. Mm-hmm. So that was the first thing I did. The second thing I did was I'm so OCD about things that I was taking it to the level of I can't start December Daily until December 1st. I can't get ready for December Daily until December 1st. I can't document anything that happens before December, even if it's Christmas related, because it's not actually December Daily. Mm-hmm. So what I did this year was I broke that rule and I stepped outside of my box, because we start celebrating Christmas the day after Thanksgiving. We put up our Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving. We start doing our Advent activities the day after Thanksgiving. And I think that part of the block for me was all of this stuff that I'm doing in November wasn't getting documented, and it was such a big part of our Christmas season that it just kind of ruined the whole thing for me. So I decided to let go of my OCD crazy, and I actually have already started my December daily album with the things that we've already done. And so I'm much happier. It makes me ahead of the game too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So you'd mentioned earlier Lynette's Holiday Faves album. Are you using more of that approach, or are you going to be doing more of a chronological daily Ali Edwards style?
I'm doing both because, honestly, every day in December, we don't do something Christmas related. And I know that Ali says, you know, you don't have to be... It doesn't have to be 100% Christmas. It just has to be, you know, what happened in December. But I just don't function that way. It's another OCD thing that I have, apparently. Yeah. And so what I'm going to do is, on the days that I don't have something to document that's Christmas related, I'm going to be putting those December faves pages in, just so that I can have that day done and I don't feel crazy like I'm scrambling to find something to scrapbook about. I already have these prompts all figured out. I've actually started scrapbooking the pages already, so that I can just print them out and go on those days.
So when you're mentioning printing out, and you're also obviously using those the Simple Scrapper kit, so how are you going to combine those two? Are you using digital supplies that are sort of matching the colors and that sort of thing in the kit, or how are you meshing those two?
That's definitely what I'm doing. The thing about the Simple Scrapper kit is it's very versatile. Mm-hmm. So it's green, red, gold, and cream, and it's really easy to find digital kits in those colors.
Yes.
So I'm just finding kits that match and putting them in. I'm trying not to be too matchy-matchy, so it's not that big of a deal if it doesn't match perfectly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm trying to stay within the main color scheme.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I guess the other option for those people who are thinking of doing something hybrid is you can also just go really basic when you're printing out and stick to black and white or something like that. And then that's also a different option.
You can also do what Ali does a lot of the time and just print out pictures with your journaling on top of the picture, and you don't even have to worry about a digital kit.
That's true. That's a great idea. So will you be printing your photos at home, or do you send your do you send things off to Printex by Persnickety or anything like that?
I'm going to try and print them at home. I just invested in it. Well, I didn't invest. I got a new printer, which is an Epson Artisan 730, and it's better than my old printer, and it prints really well. Mm-hmm. The problem that I've come across so far is that when you print at home and then you start trying to put paint and glue and stuff on these pictures, sometimes the printing gets messed up and smeared, and even if you wait a day to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to, in the moment while I'm scrapbooking, print it out at home and then send off the pictures to get printed as well.
Oh, okay.
So I can go back in later and just put the good pictures on top of the old pictures.
Oh, that's a great idea. I have a... like a color laser printer at home, which isn't the best for photos, but I was just thinking as you were saying that's something I could even try myself, because I've got the Simple Scrapper kit as well. Okay. I splashed out on that and it arrived yesterday, so it was fun. Pretty cool.
Yeah, she did a really great job putting it together. It's nice, and it's a great foundation to add stuff too.
So I'll certainly be linking everyone up to the Simple Scrapper website. I don't know if there'll still be kits available by the time this goes to air, but you never know, you might be in luck. So what do you think will be the most challenging part of this project? You mentioned before that you sort of were okay with the photo and the journaling, but it was putting the pages together that was the challenge. Do you think that'll be a challenge this year, or do you think you've got ahead of the game with this kit?
Well, I'm ahead of the game, so that is a huge, arrow in my cap or feather in my cap as far as that, because I feel like if I don't get started ahead of time, then the first day that I don't do a page, it just all goes down the toilet for me. It's just, okay, I lost my mojo. It's gone. I can't do any more pages because I missed yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be my biggest challenge, is just making sure that every day at the end of the day, I sit down and just put something in the album. Because if I get a couple days behind, it's totally just going to go out the window. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm going to lean on Lynette's templates, so that I have things already printed that I can just put in an album and say, okay, we didn't do anything Christmassy today, so this is what I'm going to put in for day six or whatever. And then also having the smaller format size helps me too. I am physically unable to scrapbook paper 12 by 12. It is way too much canvas for me. Mm-hmm. So, the 6x6 size is really going to help me in that way too, because you can only put so much on this little paper. So it keeps it nice and simple, and I don't overthink it too much. So that's my main challenge, is overthinking and trying to make everything so perfect that I don't get anything done.
Yes, that balance between making something that you're really happy with and not letting it, overtake trying to make it so beautiful that you never actually get it done. It's a fine line, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because especially with the industry that I'm in, and being a designer for what I do, there's this inordinate amount of pressure to be as good as, Ali Edwards. If you're going to blog it, then it better be good. So that's a lot of the time where I come up against the wall, is because I'm sharing it with people, and inherently, I'm sharing it with customers. It's hard for me to not try and be a perfectionist. And actually, I've already written my first blog post for December 1st with my very first page. And I said in the very first post, I said, this album is not going to be perfect. And my challenge with this album for myself is to embrace the imperfection. Mm. And so you're not going to see these perfectly done pages, A, because I don't paper scrapbook very much, and B, because it's just not who I am. I mess up and I scribble and I have terrible handwriting, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Mm. So you're doing every Digi Girl's worst nightmare, writing in by hand.
Oh my gosh, I am. And I almost cried on my first page. I was like, that is so horrible. And then I sat up at night and I contemplated having Darcy, the font girl at my store, I contemplated having her make me a quick font out of my own handwriting so that I wouldn't have to actually write and it would be more perfect. But in the end, I just had to go with my mantra of embracing imperfection and dealing with it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, do you know what? I think that it's good to just stretch ourselves those ways sometimes, hey?
It is. I'm such a perfectionist. It's not even funny. So looking at these pages, I just have to, okay, it is what it is. And someday my kids are going to look at this and go, I would recognize my mom's handwriting anywhere, just like I do with my own family. Mm. I can recognize my mom's handwriting and my dad's handwriting anywhere, because they wrote things. And I found that with digital scrapbooking and everything that I do, it's all in, an adorable, pretty font, but my kids don't recognize my handwriting. I can still sign letters from Santa because they don't know that that's my handwriting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if people are listening today and they're sort of partway through their December project, or maybe they're just thinking about doing a couple of scrapbook layouts about the holidays, what would be a tip that you'd like to share with everyone?
The most important thing, as far as scrapbooking your holidays, whether or not you're doing December daily or you're just doing a few layouts, is to make sure that you write things down as they happen, because there's so many things that I know that I don't scrap my holiday pictures except for December daily until the next year, mm-hmm. because I get so sick of Christmas by the time Christmas gets there, because, you know, we've been force fed it down our throats for the last 6 months, that I don't want to scrapbook any Christmas layout. So I don't end up scrapbooking Christmas until the next year. But by the time I get to the next year, I don't remember the little things that happened that were so funny. I don't remember what my son said when he opened up the one present that he wanted so badly. Mm. So even if you don't scrapbook it in the moment, even if it takes you 6 months to scrapbook Christmas, make yourself a notebook and write down, you know, just at the top of the page, write down Christmas 2012 and write down the funny things that happened throughout the season and date it so that you can go back in 6 months or in a month or whatever. And you have all of those stories, because it's just from experience, looking back at the things that I've scrapbooked, you know, 5 years ago, the things that I thought I would always remember, mm-hmm. looking back layouts, I don't remember most of the things that I scrapbooked about. And so having those is just priceless. My kids, of course, are never going to remember. So they care way more about the little stories that I tell than what it is that they got for their fifth Christmas.
Mm. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your plans and your insight from a couple of December daily attempts in the past. And I really hope that things work out for you this year. I, too, have a couple of different ideas for this year, and it's going to be exciting to see how we all go with it. So I'll certainly be inviting you back in the new year to see how things worked for you.
For sure.
Mm. If you're listening today and you'd like to learn more about Tracy Reed, I'll have links to her designs and her website at the show notes for today's episode at decemberdaily.com/27. When you head over there, you'll be able to see links to everything we've mentioned, including the kit by Simple Scrapper, if it's still available. And you'll also have a little gift of some handwritten word art from me. If you'd like to download it and use it as a prompt for your journaling or on a digital layout or even print and cut it out with your Cameo, whatever, go ahead. It's my gift to you. Why not stop by and share what you're doing this December? decemberdaily.com/27. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Tracy. It's been lovely to chat with you, and I'm excited to see how this new process works for you.
I hope I had some kind of insight that can help somebody out.
For sure. I think it's great for us all to hear everyone's different approaches, and that's, you know, what we're doing in this podcast. So thank you so much, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, thank you.